Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shard Talk. All aboard! Funtrive train is rolling along, Alan, and we need you to put some money in the lockbox before the on-air Funtrive June 6th. $151,143 there now.
Well, David, when you say we need, you're not kidding. We need it, all of us together, to make this thing go. It's really quite simple if everybody just does something. If we really care about the fact that we wake up and here it is, and during the day you're in the car and you turn it on and there's your old friend, and coming home in the afternoon, there it is, or maybe you're listening to the BBC. I know this lady who listens to the BBC when she gets up at 2, and she just turns it on, and it's there with her all the time. And that's the way it is. And as we own it together, everybody, just go to WAMC.org, please, and just say, Alan, David, group, we're going to make this happen. We've done it before. We'll do it again, and we'll feel good about it. WAMC.org.
From feeling good to feeling a bit nervous, I see Egypt Air plane carrying 66 people has disappeared over the Mediterranean, Alan. Perhaps what's scary here is under latest updates in the New York Times, it says, what to expect if ISIS claims responsibility?
And what should we expect? You know, ISIS has to keep on doing worse and worse things. That's their philosophy. They cut people's heads off and film them and send them to families and grieving people and do the worst things in the world. They seem to want what they get out of me, which is these are reprehensible and awful people. And when you find that in this world, sooner or later, they have to be brought to justice and they have to be stopped. It's that simple. You know, a life means nothing to them. They find people who have been captured by Boko Haram, kids, and forcibly impregnated and raped. Is there anything worse than these people who claim that they are basically followers of the Quran? They're not. They're disgusting, filthy, and animalistic. And when you get a mad dog, there's no two ways about it. You got to stop it.
Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, has released a list of 11 potential Supreme Court justices to fill the seat of the late Justice Antonin Scalia.
Well, David, anybody who listens to me, I don't know why you would, but if you've been listening to me for the last several weeks, you know that I have been saying that Donald Trump is going to put out a list of Supreme Court nominees. Sure, when you're behind, you do Hail Mary passes and you try that. And I said, they'll all be very acceptable to the Democrats. Wrong. I was right about the list. I take a little credit for that. But I was dead wrong when it comes to what he thought he was going to do with that list. He made them all conservative judges, which means that he's really worried that the conservative wing of the party won't unite behind him and support his candidacy. So all of the judges were conservative judges that he was saying he would appoint. That, of course, leaves him vulnerable with the moderates and the independents and the Democrats, because all along, the one rationale that people have been able to persuasively use to vote for Hillary Clinton is that if Trump names the people, or if the Republican names the Supreme Court judges, that in fact, they'll turn out to be reactionaries. And I've made the argument to people because it's the argument that's out there, and they've nodded their heads. So I think he's really made a mistake here.
Bernie Sanders and the rift with Hillary Clinton. An advisor says Sanders is not afraid to harm Clinton's bid and is working hard to win California.
Well, he may win California. She's 100 votes away from clinching the nomination. She's going to have the nomination. The way that Sanders is going is to say, I want this nomination and I want to put a stop to it. And I think all of those superdelegates will come around to me. Well, they won't. I know because I talked to them on the congressional corner and other places. They're committed to Hillary Clinton. And she's gotten many more votes than he has. Now, look, you know that I voted for Bernie. Nevertheless, when you take a look at whether or not you have a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, particularly since the country is doing relatively well right now, you wonder what in heck could be the motivation for destroying the chances of the Democrats to win. Look, I remember when Ralph Nader ran for president of the United States, and I remember debating him. I don't think he cared. And he made all the arguments that he wasn't going to cost anybody the election. There are people who still say he did.